It's been almost 2 weeks now since a flight information display fell at the Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport, killing a young boy, injuring three members of his family. Visitation for Luke Brissett is tomorrow. His funeral is Saturday in Kansas. In his online obituary, his family highlights his contagious smile and his love of chocolate. They also, in all capital letters, state that his death was the result of a very tragic and unnecessary accident at the Birmingham airport. Their grief is no doubt compounded by the lack of information coming out of city and airport officials, and it bothers Birmingham news columnist John Archibald as well. John, you were here last week. We talked about how little information was coming out of the airport authority in the city. What have we learned since then?
Well, what have we learned from the city and the airport authority, or what have we learned are a little bit different questions. There really has been very little change, very little information released, very few public records requests acknowledged by the airport authority in that time. We still ultimately have to get to farther toward the bottom.
Some of the things that you mentioned you want to know are, you know, contracts. Who held contracts to do what kind of work? Why can't they say?
Yeah, and we still haven't gotten that from the airport authority. I have seen some documents that indicate, give us a little bit better clue about what happened. We think we know. Probably about to put something out today on that.
Okay.
But again, these things aren't coming from the holders of the public documents. They're coming from other people who are concerned.
Now, officials defend their silence, saying that in order to release the documents that reporters want, they've got to get permission from the undersecretary of the Department of Transportation, because they say it could be a security risk. And I'm, you know, every time I hear that, which we've heard it repeatedly, it makes me wonder, you know, have you or your colleagues called the undersecretary to see if that really is the case?
Well, not the undersecretary specifically, but yes, the government. And the answer I get is that, you know, it's outside the security zone, for lack of a better term, and it's in the public area. It's a specification, and again, people keep wanting to talk about blueprints and things like that. I have no need for a blueprint for the airport, but it's merely a matter of specifications and inspections.
So when you call the federal government, then they say it's outside the security zone, so it's no problem, and then you go back to the city or the airport authority and say federal government says it's outside the security zone, it's no problem,
right?
And you get what kind of response?
Well, yeah, it's coming. And again, I don't want to get lost in this circling the wagon sort of thing. It's sort of inside baseball to complain about not being able to get a public record in time, from my perspective, it's pretty serious. But it does seem really, really clear that if there was nothing to hide, then we would be able to access these things. They are the most basic. I mean, we're talking about specification bid, but these things are the most basic of all public records. And if there's nothing to hide, why not just turn them over as the law requires?
Okay, so let's talk about circling the wagons in another big story that's kind of blowing up online right now. And that is yesterday, sports reporter Selena Roberts posted a story online in which she quotes former Auburn University football players who say the athletic program violated multiple NCAA rules under Gene Chizik's watch. What do they say happened?
Well, everything from academic fraud, payments to players, recruiting violations, interfering with police department, student procedures, long and elaborate series of charges.
So circling the wagon, several of those players quoted in the article now say they were either taken out of context or completely misquoted. I guess not surprising.
Well, I mean, it happens. And, you know, I don't know anything about Selena Roberts, to be honest with you. And I don't know anything about her conversations with these players. So it's hard for me to judge. Generally you want to think where there's this much smoke, there's fire, but I just don't know the situation.
Well, Selena Roberts is not backing down. She is, after all, the reporter who broke the Alex Rodriguez steroid story. She's written for the New York Times. She's written for Sports Illustrated. She's an Auburn grad. That's kind of interesting as well. Graduated in 88. Where do you think this story goes from here?
Well, clearly, it would open the door. You know, one would think that the NCAA would take a second look at this, that, these things don't go away, and if it has credibility, it'll stand, and we'll see about that.
Okay, another sports story. Birmingham Barons open their new season today against the Montgomery Biscuits. It's an away game, but Who they're really competing with is time, because next Wednesday they've got to do their home opener at the downtown ballpark, the new ballpark in Birmingham. Is it going to be ready?
It's not going to be entirely ready. We understand it'll be everything will go on its schedule, but some of the finer accoutrements will not be available. And, you know, it's really important for them to make a good first impression, so we'll see if they can get it done.
Okay, want to close with some newspaper news. Starting next week, the Tuscaloosa News will no longer be free to online users. They're putting up a paywall for people who don't subscribe to the print edition. Gadsden Times announced the same thing last week. Sign of Journalism Times here in the Alabama?
Yeah, sign of a real journalism split, you know, across the country. You know, there's two sort of forms of thought. One, pay, you know, institute the paywall. The other, put as much as you can get out there for free. We've chosen that one, and we'll see. I guess those two philosophies will fight it out.
I guess we'll see how it fleshes out. Thanks, John.
All right, thank you.
John Archibald's column appears in the Birmingham News on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. He's here on Thursdays on WBHM's Morning Edition.